This is The Jam, rebooting your workday. June and Martin on your best mix of music, Capital FM.
bagaga bagara babuza muya yeta iya awange gasabaye mukama nyamba
kamfube kamfube
kamfube mama
Ambassador featuring EDH. Ambassador featuring EDH Yang Kafumbe. Is that how you pronounce Kafumbe?
Kamfube.
Kamfube?
Yes.
Ah, okay. The person who wrote this is a bit of a Kikuyu. This is the jam. We're jamming on the jam at 4:15 p.m. with a legend. Someone who has been singing for a long time.
Oh, my.
Has been performing for a long time and is supposed to be doing so. And a legend of sorts. Idi Acheng, karibu sana to Capital FM at our new offices here at the Two Rivers in Ruaka.
Wow.
Thank you so much for coming through. Mm-hmm. We just have one question. Let's come closer to the mic.
Yes.
It's a very simple question that we ask everyone who walks into this studio. And as the lights come on, and this question is very simple.
Yeah.
Who are you?
I'm Kenyan.
Uh-uh.
Idi Acheng,
yes.
HSC.
HSC.
HSC. Yes.
Musician. HSC, the one for the country.
Yes. Merit award I was given by His Excellency.
Which one?
The late President Mwai Kibaki. For my use of music and arts, because I'm a musician and actress, and my background is in social work and social development and gender. Mm-hmm. So by giving back, using art to give back to the society, uh-huh. especially the less privileged.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's where the HSC came from.
Ooh.
Yes, and as I said, I'm also in the development side of the world.
Uh-huh.
So I use art for development and entertainment. So I'm it's called edutainment.
Edutainer.
It's educative and yeah. it's also entertaining.
You're an edutainer.
So it's a combination.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, did you know today is World Voice Day?
Uh-huh.
Today is World Voice Day. It's basically a day where people are actually advised on how to take care of their voices and their use. Now, for you, as an edutainer, your voice is very, very important. Uh-huh. So how do you keep your voice, you know, this fantastic all these years? So some of us who are losing it, please educate us. How do we take care of our voice?
Keep away from the cigarettes.
Well, that's one.
Keep away from the smoke.
The smoke.
Some people react differently to different temperatures of water. There are people, if they take cold water, their voice goes.
Mm.
So you should be able to know what works and what does not work for your vocal cords.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when we come back, we'll find out where it all started, how it all started, if you want, when also. But ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions for Idi Aching and any comments and any, you know, requests, let us know at the jam line info. The hashtag is jamming on the jam. She's here. She's good. She's here till 5 p.m. So let us know. And she'll be entertaining us as well. Right now, we're going to be entertained by stories about biashara and what's going on in this country. Hopefully something else has gone down from what they had done before. We got Kuongeza.
Magite
I listen to music in French today. It's proper French. Ilia Chieng, the song is called Sweetina. Is that how it is?
Sweetina.
Hey.
My sweetie.
Let me tell you.
Nah, it's mine.
Hey, my sweetie. Yeah. Nah, it's mine.
So if I call him Martina, what am I saying?
Hey.
I'll get him into trouble.
I know.
My Marty.
No.
My Marty.
Makes sense. But let me a quick question, Eddie. How did you discover that you have this talent? Did you train for it? Did you just start singing? Are you from a musical family?
My mother sang around me as long as I could remember, gospel. Mm. Then I grew up in the church. You know, those days, it's after school church. Of course, in school, I was also in choir and drama, and all these are interrelated. From high school to the theater, the plays, as an actress first.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, one day, the legendary Tabu Wasusa was having a birthday party.
Lunchtime.
At the theater.
Hey.
And I said, I want to sing for you. Malaika. Hey, he said, who is this? Studio. That's the beginning of my professional career in music.
Allah.
Yeah, but the music was there. I'm not trained in music. I'm a natural. Natural.
And the acting, are you still doing it?
Yes, if I'm on screen, not stage, not much. Mm. I went into where I used theater as a way of passing community-related messages.
Okay.
So that's where my acting took me. I came back a bit into TV and some of those series, yeah. But I'm heavily on music.
Music is a thing.
And IP. IP, my name.
Tell us about that one. Ulingia aje huku IP bwana.
Huku IP nilingia PRISC, Performers Rights Society of Kenya, as one of the founder members, one of the directors, vice chair, and finally the chair. And then I stepped down, went back to my world of music, and here I am. You cannot balance all of them. That's crazy.
But at least you may contribute.
Mm-hmm, yes.
You've given back.
Mm-hmm.
So in your opinion, what is the problem? Because the number of artists we have conversations with here who say, where do you think, where is the rain beating us? Niwapi?
You want the answer?
I want the answer.
From the top.
Yes.
It stinks from the top. And if the head of fish is stinking, the whole fish is gone. Yes, allow me to pick somewhere near
that we can
where I come from, the lakeside.
Yes.
It stinks from the top. And if that is done, there's no way it's going to trickle down and be of any value to any artists.
Mm.
So they'll keep singing and they'll, not quite feel it. It's unfortunate for me to say that. Mm. But having sat in those boardrooms, made some of those decisions, you can't do it without the top stepping in very strongly.
Mm.
Yeah.
And in the correct way.
Yeah, in the correct way.
Yeah. Aya, this Sauti.
Yeah, we've come today on the World Voice Day. We've come to listen to this voice. And we want to hear this voice that avoids smoke. Why? Because it's smoking.
So the voice is not dry.
It's not, So let's hear. And I love that analogy. If the fish is rotten from the
top,
the whole fish is gone.
The whole fish is gone.
Yeah.
But this song that's coming up is called
Miela Miela.
Inamaanisha nini?
Just dance.
Ah.
Okay.
Just dance with her. But guess what? Or him. Mm. I'm the one going on with you.
Oh.
Is that strength of you just dance. That's all you want. But don't even dare think that you're going anywhere. You are mine.
Boil that water.
But I'm the one who's taking you, my love, my baby. You're mine.
I have 20.
Inyalo miel, thumeru mitadua, miela miela kode. Bonja bonja. Ero anena dundo no katemo tiendi Jahera dongi ngeyo Anne madok kodi dalahani Momiyo Miela 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 Choke Tomil magiko en mara kodi Baby dongi ngeyo Anne madok kodi dalahani Omiyo, miela miela, miela miela. Tomil magiko en mara kodi. Choke. Baby, honey, sweetie, Dumingi na heri. Na heri kabisa. Toby, Edo. Choke. Angeyo sweetie, thumo chachi, chama chama danje baby na, chama chama miel my way, tokiki minga tochuni ah ah, jahera dongi ngeyo, ane madok kodi dalahani, momio, miela miela, miela miela. Miel magico en maracudi. Maracudi.
Hey! Maracudi. What are we saying?
Maracudi. Mara is mine. Kodi is you. You. The last dance is me you and you. So you can go wherever you want to go. But you're mine. You're taken. Rubber stamp. Confidence.
This one is at somebody else was a friend. I was asking for a friend. They were going through this experience. What? Where do these songs come from?
Fear rings. You know, I'm inspired by what I see around me.
Yes.
Experiences, yes. Maybe other people. Yeah. And you pick the positivity out of it. Because for me, this one, it's that confidence you have in a relationship. Mm. That you know what? Temptations are there.
Yes.
But I trust you and I know who you are. That's a very mature level of a relationship. That's why she, in this case, is like, baby, you know what? Dance all you want. But
we are going
home. The last dance is mine, as in we are going home.
We're endanga.
Like you utarudi tu.
I like it. Young ladies, can you hear?
Because what we are telling you. Also in this generation, that would not happen. You use the right word, mature. Yeah. I think it would be like, oh, it's like that, sour. And then it would be like,
show you.
And then they run off.
Yeah, you sit tight and pretend. Like, you know what? You know me, I know you. I know where your heart is. Dancing, jump around all you want. Just dancing. I'll sit back and sip my nice waters. Because you're coming. But there's no hair going. That's confidence.
That people level. Appreciate
it's kind of psycho, but I like it. It's let's call it confidence.
It's called confidence.
This is it. This is what I've been telling people. If you don't have this kind of confidence, just stop. Don't ask for a relationship. Go and work on yourself.
Do you need a moment?
No. I'm just saying.
You're a talker. I mean, from your stomach.
No, nimetoa yani maoni.
We're having a conversation with our jamming on the jam guest. Her name is Idi Achieng. Idi has been in this space for how many years now?
Forever. Not talking.
You're not talking.
Charles Kiare told me from the last floods. They've been together for a long time. So I was like, okay, Charles, thank you so much for that. The last floods were actually last month.
You know,
we're actually talking about this.
Charles was around when Kinamoze were around. Yeah,
So me was like, you can't be from
he's
that.
He's a Methuselah.
He's our Uncle Guka.
Uncle Guka.
That's what we call him, Uncle Guka. So question for you. You've done a little bit of everything. I think that's one of the things I really appreciate about your career.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've acted screen, stage, you've done musical theater.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched you on, I think it was Tinga Tinga. Yeah, Tinga Tinga.
I was Miss Hippo.
You were Miss Hippo, yes.
Yeah.
It is not playing, Bwana. And I like that you're still gigging and you're still recording as well.
Of course I am. Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, we hosted Dr. Zippy Okoth, who was coming to talk to us about Otis Jana. And she said, we've gotten some excellent, and then, you know, they've written music and the feeling and the what. I said, hey, kina who? Your name was the first one, Okello Max and Winyo.
Yes.
And so what was that experience like? Like now you're actually scoring for film. I don't know who you are scoring for film.
Yawa. Zippy is a well-known friend and a fellow actress first.
Correct.
Then she, of course, took that line that she took.
Yes.
So when she approached me, went to the studio, and for that bit, she was like, Idi, I need this here. We have to look for this feeling.
Yes.
That this girl has achieved this and is
telling the father who has since passed on and the challenges that she's gone through.
Yes.
You really have to be in some space to be able to get that. She looked for thing till 3 a.m. and it came.
And it came.
Yeah, and you had it. Did. Yeah.
Well done.
Is it challenging, right? Like something that you're looking at and they have, you have sense to from your experiences.
And then they come and license what's already there.
Yeah, it's easier if it's my experience. Mm. But being an actress, I internalize the position of that lady as if you're an actress, I think. Mm-hmm. Unless you're that traditional singer who's not influenced by vitabu na masomo. You know, there's something education takes away from me in terms of originality and music.
Yes. Yeah.
African, from my experience.
Compartmentalized.
So, then I internalized it as an actress. Then I put myself in her shoes.
Yeah.
Then I was able to talk to the father as that Api.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I was singing and calling myself by my name, Api.
Yeah.
Father, look at me. I've achieved this. Yes. I've passed through all these challenges.
Yeah.
And here I am. I've passed through a lot of things. So she passed through a lot. As a point, I'm an actress, not a musician.
Not a
musician. Then after writing it, I'm not Idi. I'm Api.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. As an actress, you know, acting, you're the mirror of the society.
Yes.
Yeah. When you step into the shoes of someone, you become them. That's why my music is also quite very personal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, if you are going through some personal things, I will become you and write about you.
You can.
But the song will be. Because there's a lot of.
You're actually, I like that, mirror of society. Yes. Yeah.
So I've combined music and art.
So this, do you call it activism?
Activism.
You had spoken about doing community theater, like with deep messaging.
Yeah.
How has that journey been?
It's been mostly with the NGOs that work a lot with the marginalized and vulnerable communities, women, youth.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a bit of constitutionalism. I've done education for especially women, and I've done quite a bit on the girl child, and environmental conservation, and quite different types of legal
of causes.
Yeah. Mm. So, like for example, if Danida wanted, or they have something called FLTP.
Yes.
If they wanted a project out there to step down a certain message, of course, there's the challenge of language.
Yeah.
So they train me, and I use my acting and probably music, a bit of it, and I'm able to reach out to a community that they're not able to talk to because of language and cultural
language
barriers. So that's where art comes in as a way of stepping down, a tool of you know. Passing down messages and important messages, because what they train you on is what you then break down into an artistic space, a safe artistic space that they're able to relate.
Because
if I go to the village, like this woman who's gone through all this, as a Cheng, they look at me and like, she's speaking Luo.
Yeah.
So I've been through this, but I have a background of training in what these people want to pass.
Okay.
This NGO, or
whoever the NGO is.
So I'm that middle person.
To take their key message and make sure it's accessible to those on the ground.
And then music and acting, I would call it, it is very African also.
Yeah.
We pass our messages through the medium of art.
Yeah. Oh.
So that's where art comes in quite strongly.
Okay.
Away from the formal language, the informal way of presenting art.
Yeah.
It's a way of oral literature, really. Yeah.
Which is what African literature has been for
very,
a long time.
Yeah. Very educative.
Your grandmother always sang a song between a story.
Yes.
Always.
Yeah. Which ones do you remember?
It's a very interesting question, June. I remember one about a lady who an ogre was trying to, eat.
Yeah.
And this ogre had a sweet voice, and the ogre would sing to the lady, telling her, "Come to me.
Yes.
I have some nice food here." Yeah. I don't remember how they said it.
Uh-huh.
Then the lady would reply and go like, "Ogre, I know it's you, and I'm not coming."
Yeah.
And ogre like, "Oh, it's not me. It's your friend. Let's say his name was Eustace." And Eustace, you know, the voice of Eustace would be, you know, she'd be like, "Oh, Eustace, it's you." And she'd go there and put her hand in, and the ogre would pull her in, and then Eustace would come and save the day. It's a small story from Kikuyu culture.
We also had it in Luo.
Oh, yeah, you did?
It's called Alo Nyarmayauna. Alo opened for me.
Okay. Yeah, so these things were shared.
Yeah, they were shared. They
fantastic.
Were shared. That version of yours is.
I didn't. We didn't have a Eustace.
Children, if you are listening, I apologize. Go find the actual story and read it.
Then there was one for Kanyoni Kaja.
Yeah, Kanyoni. The little bird.
The bird that's outside.
Yes.
Yeah. Whatever you see, please cover your
cover
eyes.
Cover your eyes.
Don't try and. Kenyatta sang it for people about corruption. It's still going on till today. Capital FM.
Dini wa Kenya. yetu ni yetu, ni nguzo yetu sote wa Kenya. Mau ni mnara wa maji, maji inayotupatia uhai. Kwa samaki baharini, ndege wanaopangani, amkeni wa Kenya, tuhifadhi misitu yetu. Simba mwenye nguvu, fahari ya Kenya, akanyaga kwa madaha na vishindo. Simba we say, kifaru na yechui, ndovu hata na yenyati, mamba mtoni Turkana, aotajua hana matata. Ni tishio kuu tusipohifadhi misitu yetu, kwa watoto wa Kenya, pia kwa vizazi vijavyo. Jameni wa Kenya, rasilimali yetu hii, tena nahimiza, tumetunukiwa naye Maulana, misitu mau, maisha yetu yote ni yako we. Msitu mau, maisha yetu yako we.
I appeal to you, dear Kenyans. Save the Mau Forest. Preserve Mau, our water tower. Save it for us, the future generation. Remember, ni yako na ni yangu pia. Ni yako we, ni yangu we, sing along. Ni yako we, ni yangu we. Save, preserve, save, preserve. Ni yako, save Mau, save, preserve. Save the Mau, ni ya okoa Mau. Ni yako we, oh yes, we are the green generation. The green generation, sing it. We are the green generation, yawa. The green generation. Mau, 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 mau. Oh yes, we are the green generation. The green generation. The green generation, yawa. The green generation. Mau, 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 mau. Mau, 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 mau.
Yeah. Ah, ah. It's mau, mau.
Way.
Mau, mau. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Endelea.
You know, yesterday.
Yeah, no, wait. I just want to hear the guitar. The background. You are saying something. You are saying something to me.
I think yesterday. We had a conservationist,
yes,
a reforester,
yes,
in the building,
yes,
talking about the lungs of the earth,
yes,
from earth lungs,
yes.
It's, can you see how the spirit moves?
It's fantastic.
And
now
like
we are saving the Mau,
and we are saying we are the green generation.
Yes, itabidi, we save the Mau. It's beautiful. It's it's a fantastic thing when we all come together and do what we are supposed to do. We decide to become the green generation. Generosity is you planting two trees today. Your family as well. Kila mtu mti yake, mti yake, mti yake, mti yake. As we save the Mau as well, we have to stand up and be heard on World Voice Day. Ni yako, ni yangu, ni yetu.
Ona, mtu amejiweka kwa
I have made an impact on you.
You study our royalties. Unaona huyu kijana akianza.
Kama kuna hiyo part mtanipatia tafadhali. Nitaongea hata stage. It will be different all the time. May as well to know from you musicians.
Yeah.
All of you, including Toby, how do you people remember lyrics
and
how to play the song? Because I would be so bad. Every song would be different. Every time I perform,
you are a freestyler.
Terrible. I write it down. You say that I say this. Eh? Okay. We move on to the next.
Shouldn't it? Okay, let me answer for myself because mine is very short. If the story makes sense, then it's like you're telling the story. Mm. So as opposed to rhyming, because rhyming could also lead us down the wrong path, because I can still find words that rhyme with the last word that I've just had, and it might not be the correct thing. So for me, I try and make sure that the story makes sense, and the more authentic it is to me, the easier it is to remember, because nikitu nimepitia.
Eddie, now you have scripts, you have Mau, you're saving Mau, you have your songs, and then you have, you're going to the village to give a story. How do you remember what is what?
Mm.
How do you keep it in check?
Like, what's her process for, for putting things to memory?
Yeah.
We have the X factor that you don't have. It's an extra gift. Sorry if you didn't get it. It's that clear.
It's called memory.
Let me write that down, because that's
we
a good answer.
The X factor. We are given more. Too much is given, much is expected.
X factor.
Yeah, we have it. You either have it or you don't, have,
you
it.
Don't have it.
There's no gray area.
So
that's why you're given that extra ability to be able to give this gift back. That's why I say music also heals. Eh?
Yeah.
So you use it to pass a message to someone who probably is not able to use that music, but it's therapy to them when they hear a message from you. It can be on love, it can be on money production, it can be on any topic.
Yeah.
But you have that X factor.
So the guy playing the strings here is called Toby.
Yes.
We've heard the story about X factor. Toby, your answer, please, for remembering I'm sure you've played the strings for many people. How do you remember which is which?
I think experience, but as Eddie said, like, you know, we have something different. Like, for me, when you tell me to be like you,
I couldn't do it,
So sometimes even when you talk, when you speak, I already know the chords I can put, you know? So I think it's experience, and it's a special talent, I think.
Experience, X factor. Talent. Same one.
Special talent.
Talent. Yes.
So you're saying if Mato is just talking loosely, the way he normally talks, you can actually say something, Mato?
So for example, I don't have the X factor. And the reason why the factors don't matter is that I am here right now on 98.4 Capital FM, speaking to a legend and hosting with another legend, Idi Achieng and Wanjunga Shui. And of course, there's a young man who's playing the strings right now, doing a good job, making things fantastic. We call him Toby.
He's not in the studio anymore.
This is how it is normally.
Like you're preaching,
Spoken word. He's gone like into
church.
Spoken word.
Yeah, it's like church.
Let me tell you guys something.
Please come tomorrow before the show.
June, by the way, let me tell you something. Even Kanisa, I would have been a great pastor.
Pastor,
The problem is this.
What's your voice?
Problem is this. First Thessalonians chapter. Guys, find it.
These days there are tools to help you. They're called screens.
Yeah.
They are called prompters, projector. You can just say, turn with me. And you tell the guy, oh, Ebun, onyesha yo, kitu kwa screen sai. Idi, tomorrow, where are you? I saw you making noise on the internet, disturbing us. Uko api kesho.
I must disturb you from whatever corners you are.
Yes.
The Afrocentric musical mixtress and powerhouse will be showcasing at Alliance Francaise de Nairobi.
Oui. Demain soir. What time tomorrow?
From 7?
Yes.
Sharp?
Yes.
To 10.
How much money
do you
The Afrocentric musical mixtress, not mistress.
Mixtress.
Yes.
Hey.
And powerhouse. Yes.
I like
it. Hapa kando ni member French. Lakini ukweli, it's a good thing. Me wajalua kwa sawa. You must.
Things, you know, we're just trying. We're just trying.
Yeah, yo mambo ya, we're just trying to watch it.
Yeah, to watch
it. Ati ya, ni kukangana. Unangangana na nani. Why are you kangana?
So tomorrow is the 17th.
Yes.
And at Alliance Française, it's the showcase. It's you with your band.
Only.
Like a full...
A full set,
a full
two,
set
hours.
Two hours,
and a magical experience that you don't want to miss.
What should we wear? Because I have a feeling you're going to make us dance.
Wear anything. Put on your dancing shoes,
dancing
of course.
Shoes, yes.
Put on warmly. It's at the garden.
Yes.
There are times you'll be in love. Yeah. You'll be dancing lovingly. There are times you'll be reflecting.
Yeah.
I'll be talking about my musical journey.
Yes.
I'll be connecting a bit with the audience.
With the audience.
They can reach out. We can talk and basically just have an interactive session because it's about who is Idi Achieng.
Nice.
Where is she going?
Where is she going?
Yeah. And it's also about, I believe a lot in mentorship. So I believe the crowd is mixed and someone
someone can come and ask me, I mean, how has been your journey? Like, I'm this person.
Yeah.
And those are questions I would actually easily answer.
Okay. Yeah.
Because it's a journey for any artist, be it an instrumentalist or a vocalist or an actress. So it's Alliance has opened up that beautiful space. There's sessions on Wednesday, showcase Wednesdays. So I'll be Mama Yao. I grew up in Alliance as an artist.
It's true.
Yes.
I know.
So it's a privilege for me to be able to showcase tomorrow. Because they're different generations. Of course, they're newer artists now.
Yeah.
But when you come back and see that they are newer people, you're able to give them that first hands-on, you know?
Yeah, experience, as opposed to reading it in a book somewhere.
And feeling nice that you cannot be reached as an artist. I can, no.
Accessibility.
To whom much is given, much is expected. So I'm privileged again, once again, to be able to be part of that.
Yeah.
Give back.
Yeah, to give back,
It's an open entry. We Europeans, we don't charge. It's free. It's open, courtesy of Alliance. Courtesy of the Alliance
France. I'm in France.
So when we combine,
we
are open to all of you. Come and experience the Afrocentric musical mixtress and powers.
Also, I want to invite all the Luos who are not feeling too good right now
because
the fuel has gone down.
Of course,
it is not.
Hurt.
Yeah, they're very hot.
I'm hot.
So tomorrow, please come through.
My Lamborghini cannot move from the residence.
Mm.
Yes,
and also because of the rain. Now you have
to
drive. You have to drive a Hilux because of the rain. You can't drive the low profile cars. But tomorrow, time?
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Yes.
To 10 p.m.
Yes.
And you promise it's 10 p.m.
We are in diplomatic grounds. We're very diplomatic people.
Okay,
So when you keep time, you also finish on time. And the next day is a working day.
Yeah.
So it's just 2 hours of a beautiful journey.
So if we shout, we want more.
Franks can do the talking.
Yeah.
No. 7 to 10.
Yeah.
That's a good chunk of music.
That's a good
music. And for all of our former brothers and sisters in the CBD, it was easy to lihama. Tumekuja huku Ruaka.
Suburbs, guys.
Suburbs, guys. But CBD people, make sure you can even walk across. Alonso says in the center of Tao.
Yeah.
So make sure you make your way over there. And first come, first serve if you want some nice to seats.
And before you go, how can we reach you? Look, us Kikuyus from Muranga don't care who's entertaining us at our weddings and our functions. We don't care. You can give us your social media handle, something, you know. How can we reach you to book you for events and stuff like that?
I am very much online at Edia Cheng. I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm in all those spaces. So if I give my number, my phone will bust. I know.
Especially for us. The people of Ruaka are just like, we are ready.
Can I hear Sauti?
But I do private events. I do corporate events.
Yes.
I also have my own concerts.
Yeah.
Of course, locally, regionally, internationally.
Yeah.
My last port of call was in Morocco for the Festival of the New Voices of Africa. I know, I have to tell you.
Yeah.
I'm African, European, but Kenyan.
Mixed
and
dress.
Very much. It's a mix.
Thank you so much, Edi.
Thank you.
And we hope we'll see you tomorrow.
Of course.
We are released early and on time.
Mm.
But all the best. Kick some serious butt, which I know you will tomorrow. And if you have not heard of Edi Acheng or watched her on stage, it is an experience.
Mm.
So please make sure you go.
A snippet.
We've just gotten like a little like a kionjo.
When she said sing along, I was a bit scared.
But tomorrow they'll sing along.
Yeah.
The music is very participatory in my performance.
It is. Thank you so much, Toby.
Thank you.
We appreciate you and your gift.
And thank you, Capital FM. Thank
awesome.
You.
Thank
Yay!
You. Capital FM.